This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is off today. He's traveling back from Disneyland, where he enjoyed the last couple days with his family. You know that he's having a second baby, right?
I know, I saw it.
So exciting.
I knew it. We all knew it.
I didn't know it.
Oh, God.
We've been joking about it for years now.
Yeah.
When are you having the next one? And I really thought that he was going to hold strong and not do it.
You know, he could probably, but when you're a mom and you've had one, well, you know, you want another one.
And it's true. You start to think long term about your child and what their life is going to be like. And it's hard to stop at one.
It's like having a dog. But I mean, a bit, you know, a bit less work and less payback. But, you know, with a dog, you don't want just one. It's mean to leave the dog alone. I mean, leave a kid alone in the house, right? It's better to have two. They look after each other, don't they? Like your sons did.
Yeah. One is a great number because two is conflict waiting to happen.
All right. Maybe seven.
Yeah. You know what? I know this family, and they're so sweet. They're these two vets, and they live in Mill Valley, veterinary doctors.
Uh-huh.
And they have five children, and they're all like within, I think they named the fifth one Fiver. Like they just had run out of names. They're very funny, easy family. And those kids entertain each other. They're super polite. They come over my house one time. We used to have a trampoline set up, and they saw the trampoline. Would it be all right if we went on the trampoline? And they go over, they set up a little game, and they're all playing on there. I was like, five is the answer. Five is the way.
Yeah.
And they all have each other throughout their lives. I think that's really...
Why did you have more then when you had a chance?
I just thought I can only barely handle this.
All right. Really?
Yes.
A couple more in the spin and the mix?
Well, it turns out, you know, they start taking care of each other.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
You
know. Yeah.
Scott has a couple shows coming up. Scott Capro is sitting in with us this morning. He's our official newsman of the day.
Oh, I'll put my news glasses on. Hold on.
People are saying that you look very handsome.
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You can watch Scott join us online, radioalice.com/watch. Vaughn, you've met Vaughn. He's running all the cameras and... Oh, actually, he ran cameras for you at a show.
He did. He did a great job.
You have a bunch of shows coming up. I am going to go and see you at the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley on March 31st.
That'd be fantastic.
It's a Saturday night.
Yes.
You are also playing, let's see.
But that's a theater, Sarah, so you have to behave there. You have to.
I can't party and be all wasted.
Well, you can, maybe after. But it's a legitimate space is what
I
I'm
see.
Saying.
How many people? That sounds pretty large.
Their large space is already taken. I'm doing their studio in the back, which is only 100 seats, but I really love what they do. I love that little black box. It's really fun to perform in. So I'll put aside four for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'd be great.
It'll be fun.
Let's see. This Saturday, you are in Livermore. It's the Shadow Puppet Brewery.
It's sold out,
What's
though,
it like so. To do? Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's a great
space. What's it like to do...
Space.
Oh, is it? Because I'm picturing like big brewing cisterns and...
We're going to be near the tanks in the back. Oh. He's moved us back there because we sold out. So he's got to put us in a larger space. It's great because these places are set up oftentimes for performance anyway.
Does it smell yeasty in there?
I hope so. The people love it.
The hops and the yeast?
And whatever it's called.
Whatever.
It's fantastic. Just
those smells of brewing beer.
All the smells, yeah.
Oh, that'll be great.
But if you want to see me at a show that's not sold out, I'll be at the Punchline. With one of your alumni, Rudy Ortiz, and I are doing a show together on the 20th at the Punchline.
Oh, yes. He opening
for
isn't
you? That exciting?
No, it's just me and friends. So we'll all be doing sets.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to chat with him a bit after his set, if he doesn't mind. And talk to him about the show and what he thinks about you guys. It'll be fun.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Oh, that'll be super fun.
Really fun, yeah.
So that is this Tuesday, which, you know, listen, a Tuesday's not a huge
That's
night out.
That's the 20th.
Tuesday, right, so 2 weeks from today.
Right.
Mark this one down. This is one to go to. When Scott does these like chat shows and stuff, and you've done a lot of them, I know, in
That's
England,
bunch,
but you've
yeah.
done a few here yeah, that yeah. I've been to a couple, and they're fun. You're very quick on stage, and your interactions with other guests are always super interesting and crunchy.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you and Rudy have a little bit of a crazy relationship.
I love him. I saw his set at your Halloween show, and he was fantastic.
And that's when you asked him to open for you?
That's
or, sorry,
I asked
be
him
on your
to
show.
Be my, my best friend, if you wouldn't mind.
No, he's already our best friend.
No,
so
he's be my best friend.
So that is happening at the Punchline San Francisco on March 20th. That is a Tuesday. Make your plans for that one.
All of it's on the website.
Yes, yeah, scottcapurro.com and radioallison.com. This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
The best. The best.
Remote. R-E-M-O-T-E. Remote. Text the word remote to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance to win $1,000. Just like many other people did. Yet I don't have the thing anymore. I don't have the list of names anymore.
You don't?
No. Okay, Bill won some money.
And Tommy won.
Sure.
Yeah.
Remote, 72881. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Remote.
What's that word?
Remote.
All right. Got it.
There's fresh, and then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your very eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference.
It makes that drive to L.A. so much more pleasurable when you stop right before you go over the grapevine. That's my favorite In-N-Out.
That's your In-N-Out?
So good.
Oh, my God. I'm always hungry. I'm having lunch with our boss today, Susan. You've met Susan, haven't you?
I don't know. I don't know if I have.
No, yeah.
I don't think he has.
I guess you probably. When did you last?
It's been many.
Come back from vacation.
I went on vacation early November.
Oh, right. And she started November 17th.
Right.
Or right around.
Is she in the corner office?
She's not. That's Michael Martin.
Right, Michael Sir.
So Susan Larkin is. Do you remember where Doug used to have his office?
Yeah,
he's there.
Well, great.
She's moving though.
They're gonna do. They're gonna redo the whole sales area.
Where are you going for lunch?
We're just going to go down the street to Fog City. I know. Very exciting. Susan, if you're listening, come by and say hi. You got to meet Scott. He's
there.
I would like to get you on the air today.
There she is.
Their pancakes are good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll still be serving breakfast at that
point. I like that place. Because the bake club's right next door, and we eat there sometimes.
I see.
The food's delicious.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Good luck there.
Thank you.
Are you being, talked to at this meeting?
Oh, I don't know.
What? Does she have an agenda?
No, I have an agenda.
Oh, what are you going to tell her?
Well, I'm not going to tell you on the air.
Well, why not?
Because it's...
Edson did call me with an update. And while we were talking, he showed me the pipes up on the roof.
Yes, Scott vacations often in England and the pipes
at our vacation flat.
The
pipes
burst
and
on the
showered
roof.
Showered us with freezing cold water. Anyway, everything's fine. But you can't tell us what you'll be talking about at the
I'm going to just be thanking her for the intern program. Having the interns back is wonderful.
It is great. And they're great interns. What else?
Many, many other things.
What do you think she's going to say to you? How good you're doing? How great you look? And what else? What do girls talk about at lunch? I just want to know.
I don't know. I think she just wants to be friends. I really do.
Really?
I don't think she has an. I don't think she has an agenda.
You gonna drink?
No. It's Tuesday.
What? Compare makeup tips?
What does that mean?
I don't.
You guys know I don't drink during the week.
Yeah. Right. Anyway. So.
Oh my God.
Mommy drinks. What about boots? Gonna talk about boots and shoes and stuff? Girls talk about
shoes. I truly don't. No, I won't. I mean, I'm not that kind of girl. I do think that she wants to be. I think she just wants to be friends. I think this is a friendly.
Do you have time for a new friend? You're busy.
She's busy too, so I'm not super worried about her demands on my time.
All right.
But I like her. I think she's great.
Right.
Like we can.
A text
be friends.
Friend. It'll be a text friend.
Yeah, we actually have a thread going at all times.
Oh, there you go. See?
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to ruin it with lunch then, because lunches can ruin the text friendship.
No, we'll be fine.
Is she over texting you?
She's not. Well, a little bit. But she. But I would never ditch her like Matt Nathanson did to me.
Oh, right. crunchy.
So it's great. She's a talker. I feel like I'm going to be able to sit and eat, and she'll still have all her food left on the plate.
No, Sarah, when she's talking, you have to listen, because I know how you are sometimes.
I'll listen.
Your eyes glaze over.
I do. It's so hard for me. Like, I put so much, all my concentration happens on this show.
Absolutely.
And then I find myself wandering when I'm talking to other people. Like, if you don't, I'm just like, I'm so sorry. It's not you. It's me.
Tell her to bring some bright colors with her.
Like just hold up flashcards?
Yeah, that
like
kind of thing.
Fuchsia.
Or yeah, rainbow.
Yellow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or shiny.
Yeah, shiny.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Or some sound effects. She could put them into her phone while she's talking.
I'll have Bryn sit at the next table.
Yeah. Every so often you bam and kaboom. That'll wake you up.
And hey.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Barbra Streisand.
Oh, what else is there to talk about? B-A-R-B-R-A, please. And it's Streisand.
Streisand.
Nobody says it like that.
It's Streisand.
I say Streisand, and I don't care.
Yeah, we'll call her
it.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, oh, it's like saying Frisco. God, who, man?
What's wrong with Frisco?
Turn it up a little bit.
Found with you. I just watched it last week, A Star is Born. Edson bought it for me online.
Like a rose.
Because there's a new one being made, you know.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
With who?
With Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh, we might have read that.
We have seen
Bradley
that.
Cooper is directing it. I think he's in it.
Yes.
And I said, oh my God, I haven't seen the old one in so long. And I went to dinner and came back, and he bought the new one and put it on his computer, so I watched it like 3 times.
Oh, oh wow. It seems like we also read a story that they were having issues with that. Some things were going on.
Oh, really?
I seem to recall that there was like, I don't know if there were clashes on the set.
It tends to be a tainted film because there's been 4 versions.
Oh.
Yes, one in 1937, one in 1950 with Judy Garland, mm-hmm. which was problematic. Then the Streisand version, which had a lot of problems on set. There was a famous article written about it and stuff by the director. And now this one's had a little bumpy road too. I think the problem half the time is the male and female lead want equal time on screen.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a problem.
Yeah, that can be a
Who
problem.
Who was the male?
Chris Christopherson. Yeah, fantastic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Play Hello Dolly with Louis Armstrong.
What? Wow. Oh, thank you, you guys.
That's
I really appreciate it.
This was too slow. I'm
Scott Capurro is sitting in for Vinny this morning on the news.
Third largest grossing film that year, though, Our Star is Born. Huh? Streisand's version.
Barbara Streisand. Streisand.
Streisand. Streisand. Just like sand. Streisand.
Streisand.
I say sand.
That's all right.
It takes Streisand. A minute.
What is it supposed
fast
to be?
Forward. Just fast Streisand. Forward 1 minute. And
where are you?
Barbara Streisand.
Here we go.
Streisand.
Your old favorite songs from
Stand
way
up,
back
do it.
When.
Everybody watch the guys. Oh, he's doing the kick legs.
Here's my hat. Fellas, find where I'm at. Dolly will never go away again.
Okay.
Goofball.
So, well, 5 minutes later,
let's
do the story.
All right,
about
let's go to break.
Barbara Streisand.
14th Street.
Streisand.
Out of my own personal haze. But now, okay. Back in the lights of 14th Street. Brighter. Then the road. Sing it to me, sweet. I'm sorry, tell it to me, sweet. I haven't seen this in a while. Okay, anyway.
Hey, the other one that's good is No More Tears, Enough is Enough.
Okay, what are you doing?
Oh, that's her and Donna Summer, though.
I know, but
I feel like Vinny. I'm
upbeat.
Trying to get
it's
the
fantastic.
Story here.
Now I know how he feels.
Now I know
you,
how he
if
feels.
If you want the upbeat ones.
Okay.
No More no Tears,
Enough. Come on.
Oh. This is not upbeat.
Yeah.
Go a minute it in. Go a minute in.
This is a minute in. This is at 20
minutes
God.
In. It's an 8 minute
It turns into
song.
Disco in about
oh
2 minutes.
Yeah. Tell me the story, Sarah. I'm listening.
Just get to the upbeat part.
Where is
just how about...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It's the same song.
God. Just look him in the eyes and simply shout. Enough is enough. That's enough.
You know what Streisand's song I really always liked was that Main Event
song.
Oh,
it's great.
I just always love
it's
that
great.
Song.
All right,
play that.
Best thing about
no,
the movie
no,
is the song.
No, you don't have to play it.
So good.
Yeah.
That's another
great.
Request.
Yeah. No, I'm not requesting.
I have danced in this song in my underpants right. So many times while cleaning my apartment.
Shocking.
I spent so much time. Donna Summer's brilliant, that song, too. It's great. I'm in love. God. I want to thank the lucky stars above. Hurry, hurry, don't you?
Late.
I can't wait. I want to celebrate all the fact that we got a first-rate act and now that we make love. Oh. Everybody, the main event.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Wait.
You know, I what? Just want to say
yes.
That if you're not watching the show right now, you're missing 60% of what's happening. Oh. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Hey, Vaughn, do we have a lot of lookers on there right now? Are we?
Yeah, he says yeah. A lot.
But a lot of people's left. A lot of people.
Some people have left.
A little too much of that.
So let me. This is my fourth try at my first story. For this. Just turn the music off because
he's a little bit in the back.
He's bopping.
A little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Barbara Streisand had a dog named Sammy. Samantha. And this dog was her favorite dog, I guess, that she's ever had. She loves this dog.
A little white miniature poodle, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of dog it is.
Something like that.
Bichon Frise. Oh,
maybe.
It looks like that. I don't really know from dogs. But little white fluffy dogs. So I think even before the dog died, she might have had these two clones of the dog, these puppy clones. I don't think she waited until the dog died to get the new replacement dogs. About $100,000 is what they say it costs to clone one.
She got three.
Yeah.
She had a third done, too.
She did?
Yeah.
Where's that one? Because only two lived.
Oh, really?
I think this is the two clones in her arms, and that's the old dog that...
I thought she said another one. Just had
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, no, because that's a new photo, because that's where her face doesn't look like her anymore. So you're right, it's just two.
Yeah.
What's she done? She said she wouldn't do it, and she did it.
Well, she loves this one dog so much that she got the two made from it. She posted a photo Monday of her two clone dogs, their Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet, visiting the grave of their creator.
Violet and Scarlet?
Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet.
The names from Gone with the Wind, the two sisters. Right.
Oh, Violet was the sister.
Yeah.
That's right.
Olivia de Havilland was Violet.
So she posts this picture up on Instagram, and it's the two dogs in a dog stroller? I don't know if this is...
I've seen that before.
Is this just a regular kid's stroller that she puts the... Or is this special? I mean,
At the grave of their clones.
At the grave of their clones.
Can't really call it their mother, can you?
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't think she... How do you make a clone dog? Do you implant it in another dog's womb?
Hold on. Let me look it up.
Do you have to make a zygote? This. Like, what do you do? Yes. How do you clone it?
Well, you must... You mix
It has to be born, though, right?
Oh, it does?
Doesn't it? What, you can't grow
it in
a test tube.
Of course it does.
You can't? Can you grow it in a test tube?
I think you could cook it in a microwave
like
and it just pops right out.
No, it still has to be attached to an umbilical cord.
Of course you have to clone
it.
I'm sure you take the cells out of the living being and you mix it with the stuff.
Right. They somehow make something that's going to grow into I don't know. They come up with egg material. I have no idea.
You grind
how it
the
works.
Bones into a protein shake.
Good for these cloner people.
They're really
collagen.
Good.
All right.
Anyway, she took a shot at Variety for misquoting her in a cover story that they did. And she said, "My little girl's looking at their mother," their mother is what she calls.
They said that she had said that she was miscast in Funny Girl, but she actually said she was miscast in Hello, Dolly, which you just played a song from. And they confused the two films in the quote. So they corrected it online, but couldn't in the magazine.
She calls her own photo here amazing. Mm. And it is an amazing photo.
Mm-hmm.
My little girls were looking at their mother pictured on her tombstone.
I guess she called it their mother because I guess it is, I guess.
I don't know. But do you see that the dog's face is carved right into the tombstone?
It's Barbara. Do you know that when you go
to
her house?
Do you follow her on Instagram and do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is she interesting?
Does
she do shots from the mall at her house?
She does sometimes shots from the mall. And if people know what that means, there's a shopping mall below her
you
house.
You can't shop there. It's just all
you can walk through
a
window
yes.
shop, but you can't buy anything. And there's a person that looks after it. And there's been a play written about that on Broadway that's very successful.
Oh, is that so? What's
it's
called?
It's a very funny play.
Barbara's Mall?
Something like that. It's a very funny show, though. I'd love to. It's a one-person show. It's really hilarious. Oh. But also, if you go to Barbara's house... She has had all the carpets, you know, handmade for each room. And then when she has the carpets cleaned, you lift the carpets, you can't tell they're gone because all the tiling under each carpet is the exact pattern of that carpet. So you never know if the carpets are there or not unless you walk on them because everything's patterned to replace. So it never looks like things are being cleaned. And that's what it's like to be Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
I did some research. They do have a surrogate mother. They get some samples from the actual dog they want to clone. Yeah. And then they
put it in the womb.
Yes, they put in the
so because there's no other donor. It's if it's a clone, it's the exact dog, and they somehow
they're taking their DNA and they're doing something to it.
Well, they're using an electric pulse, which causes the skin cells to fuse with the egg. Then there's a thing called cell fusion, then the cell division. But it looks like it has to be. But my question is, whose egg are they using?
Well, they find another dog donor to donate the egg. and then they somehow make...
So, but then how it can't be an exact clone if
fertilize
it's...
Fertilize it, right? No, I think they take the DNA out of the egg.
It's an unfertilized egg removed from a female... That, I don't know. I can't figure out the fertilization.
Well,
we're not.
I'm looking at a
scientists.
But some of us are dog owners. We should know how to do this if we love our dogs enough to prove that you love that dog.
Oh,
clone it.
I got it.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
So they take an unfertilized, and then they take this unfertilized egg, the stomach skin samples, and they put it all into a surrogate mother. And right. I think when
they
it's
shove
in that,
it all in there.
Yeah, they yes. shove it all in.
Mix it up and fingers crossed.
And then, but it. I don't know. This doesn't really seem like a clone.
That seems just like a normal.
Yeah, it just seems, yeah. Like, this doesn't seem like, you know, 2018.
All right, I'll be back.
Seems like 1960.
No, it's a, you know what? Let's just.
Would
not,
you clone yourself? Just... Would you want more of you, do you think? Would you
no.
want. Did you want your kids to look exactly like you? Were you concerned when they're growing up?
No, I don't. I'm not anti-cloning, but I did see this one movie. I think it's called The Island,
mm-hmm.
where
oh, that
people
was good.
Were. I loved this movie. Scarlett Johansson's in
Ewan
it.
Ewan McGregor,
and
the guy
they,
who just cheats on.
They are clones of people who live in the actual world.
Oh,
and they win the lottery and get to go, you know, on this
to
amazing
the
trip. Yeah,
the,
oh, is that what?
Yeah, to the island.
Okay, so they get to go to the island and they get picked out. And so when they go to the island, they get you know put out and their kidney gets taken or whatever the person needs.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And they don't know they're clones. They just this is they live in this insular world where they have no idea that they're oh. just clones of people living in the real world.
Right, but they're just really a harvest
for yeah.
living people.
They're just, you know, if that guy needs bone marrow.
So that people living in the real world never have bad health because
right.
they've got a clone.
They're rich
that
and they have
like
a clone.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm wow.
Not, can I? What? No? Aren't you worried?
Well, yeah, but when it's time, it's time. I mean, you can't.
Apparently not. Not if you got your own clone doll on an island somewhere.
You know,
having a great life, you know,
yeah,
staying really healthy and
going to jogging classes
sure.
and stuff and fitness and stuff. And then
if they could just replace brains, I mean, just think you could, you know, somehow get your young clone body
and a young brain back. Yeah. Be right, stupid
I'm
all
back.
Over again. Make bad decisions.
Sean Bean is the bad guy.
I'm back.
Oh.
So they do remove the DNA from the egg. They get a egg that's donated from the mother or a
from
female.
From a female. Uh-huh.
And then they remove that DNA and they grab the DNA from the dog that they're going to clone and they insert that into the new egg.
Into
because
the
that,
slot.
That egg basically is empty. There's no genetic, you know, compound there for that for that egg.
But it still has like a yolk and everything that it needs
I don't know
you know,
that.
It has to have some genetic.
That sounds good to me.
No, yeah. Then they put the whatever... the cloning DNA into this egg and they use that electrical cell manipulator to do something and then they insert it into the
but what
surrogate.
Fertilizes it?
Yeah.
What makes
where
it
do they get the
turn
fertilizer?
Where's the
dog?
Daddy stuff that makes it
well, the DNA plus the electrical cell manipulator supposedly fertilizes
is enough.
It
starts
yeah,
the growth
it
process.
It does that and then they put it back into
all right. So they fry the egg and stick it back in is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying? Pretty much.
Yeah, I guess so.
Delicious.
Yeah,
so
to speak. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
A slice of Parma ham and I'm
exhausted.
There.
707 says, we've had two clone dogs at my vet clinic from separate owners. Sick as hell as puppies. Not perfected yet.
Oh. Barbara's looked pretty good in that photo.
Yeah, Barbara's are going to be fine. She has only the best in cloning technology.
And
she paid extra.
Yeah, and
it.
they're being wrapped in algae and given protein
right.
shakes and
oh
stuff.
My God.
They'll be
they
fine.
They eat like kings.
Yeah.
But PETA, and I don't disagree with them. And we back to the sort of issue of should we clone or should we not clone. You know, there's plenty of dogs.
Yeah, a lot.
I know.
And any dog will love the hell out of you, and you'll love the hell out of the dog.
Rescue a dog.
Yeah, just rescue something.
We're just in
don't
Brazil.
There are
wild dogs running everywhere in the smaller towns. I said, honey, no, Kapoor, they're all owned. They all go home at night. Like, what are they doing on the street? He said, oh, that's like when I was a kid, Kapoor. You just let your dog out. And then it just does its own thing until like 6 or 7 when it gets dark, and then come back, you feed him. That's like how they do it in Brazil. You see dogs laying on the street, dogs in shops, dogs everywhere. It's great. It's fantastic.
When I was little, we used to let our dog out, like just open the door. I mean, we would bring her back in, but we would just open up the door, and she'd go out for like an hour, and then when it was time to come in, she'd...
Scratch at the door.
Yeah.
Me too. We'd always let our dogs
out.
You just let them out into the world.
I wouldn't think of doing that.
No.
You
know, I don't even think my dog had a collar on, let alone a leash.
Mm. Right.
Why won't you let your dog out today?
You just don't do it now. Okay. It's not done.
Why?
Because nobody wants to step in dog mess.
Well, it might get picked up by the local dog authorities.
Exactly. Or someone will steal it.
Well, people started getting mad about all the poop.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's so good, though, for your plant.
The dog's out!
We all did. Back in the olden days.
Maybe Barbara will clone herself, because we need another Barbara.
That's two breaks, and I still didn't get to the Frances McDormand Oscar.
That film.
I'm going to not talk the next break, and you're just going to do news. Like, it's gonna, you're going to get to so many stories.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
OMG. LOL.
It's going to be great. So tease us with what you're going to start with.
Oh.
In the news, which is your segment next.
Well, there's a really good story about porn, as you know. Always a good story about porn. Why not? Seems the proper hour. And there's a story about why girls don't get paid as much as guys, Sarah, which I think might hit home with you.
All right.
Vinny on vacation. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Vinny is, he's got a travel day today, so he is on his way back from his stay down at Disneyland.
So fun. God, I love it there.
I know. It's great.
I went with Edson. I hadn't been in like 25 years. It's still fantastic.
Yeah. Couple, huh?
Oh, we had so much fun. The light show at night is still beautiful.
They really do it right at Disney.
It rocks.
It is. It's great. It's the happiest place on earth. I mean, they constantly tell you that, and then you go and you're like, oh my God, it's true.
And we saw some of your fans at Disney who approached me because they heard our voices.
Oh, I actually got, hold on one second here. This part of the show is brought to you by, hold on.
Oh gosh.
Credit Karma. Oh.
Well done.
Thank you. Mm. My girlfriend and I happened to book a trip to Disneyland months ago for this week, and we're surprised and stoked to hear that Vinny was going to be down here at the same time. We were planning on stopping by on Monday morning to say hello at the broadcast booth, but ended up running into Vinny, Christina, and Isla in the hallway at the Grand Californian. That's the place to stay,
that's
by the way.
That's the best. That, they were staying there?
That's the one.
Oh, that place is fantastic.
The best. You walk right out into the park.
Amazing.
Oh
my Some God. Of the rides go kind of along the hotel, it's like incredible. Right under it and through
incredible.
It.
Incredible. Oh. They stopped and chatted with us for a minute, where we proceeded to blather on about some dumb, unimportant thing. My girlfriend is fairly certain she wished them Merry Christmas. We definitely fangirled and have no idea what was said during the conversation. So dumb. Please make sure they all know how grateful we are that they stopped and said hello. It was definitely a fantastic bonus for our trip down south.
Wow.
Nice. Isn't that nice?
That is sweet.
That's from Ben and Sarah. So thanks for listening, Ben. And that's I'll save this and make sure that Vinny sees it tomorrow.
I hope she didn't name herself Sarah because she's a fan of the show.
No, it's her name.
That's her real name.
There's
You're
a ton
sure?
of Sarahs out there.
Are there?
Come
really?
On. Don't you know like five Sarahs?
No. Oh, I do know a couple. But in England, they don't use the H.
Well, that's the wrong way.
Yeah.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hey, kids. How you doing out there?
Good, thanks.
A new porn video is filmed every 39 minutes in America.
Oh, really?
Well, thank God our appetite for porn has not waned.
No.
Does that include professional and what's the other one called?
Oh,
amateur.
Personal?
Amateur? Yeah. You mean the good kind? The personal best kind? Stuff? Yeah, the amateur. Where you're watching, you think, I know you. Yes, I saw you at Safeway. Yes, it includes everything. Every 39 minutes.
Wow.
I think, well, we have such great access. Like, my husband just got a new phone. God knows what he's doing at home with it, but I don't think he's making a porn film.
Are you sure it's not? There's 39 new porns filmed every minute? Because amateur porn is constantly being filmed. I think this must mean real porn. Like real, like production house.
It just says
house.
A new porn video. Video is kind of an old word, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
That just seems way too low.
I think what it is just an inspiration to us all that don't worry. If you're lonely out there, you don't have to be because there's a lot of stuff for you to watch.
Whatever you're into, it's on the internet.
Like, it's all there. Thank God for modern conveniences. And now I think a story that might hit home with you, Sarah.
Oh.
Women have to earn an extra degree just to get equal in the wage area.
Mm. It's hard out there for a
girl. It is difficult. Study shows that women have to earn a few more degrees if they want to make the same as guys make. On average, women with a master's degree earn $83,000 per year. This is 2017. That's less than men with just a bachelor's degree who earn $87,000. But if a guy's a master's, he's earning $121,000. $121,000, which is, you know, about $40,000 more than a woman with the same degree is earning.
Pay inequality. It's horrible. Mm.
And if you have an associate's degree, although who gets an associate's degree anymore? But I guess some people do. That's 2 years, right?
Yeah. I didn't even get that.
No, what'd you get?
Nothing. I dropped out after 1 year.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Doesn't Vinny have a degree?
I think.
No, he doesn't.
No, I think he has an associate's. I think he has a 2 year.
Oh, does that count?
I don't know. Yeah, it counts. I mean,
and that
it's
must be why he's making more than you. At least,
right?
Reason.
That must be. That must
he's
be.
It's time to go to Disneyland while you're up here slaving away for less money. It's not fair, is it? The difference, you know, in comedy they pay women equally, Which is totally a bad idea. But anyway, they do it.
God.
No, women are great. They have feelings. And anyway, so, no, they do. They have feelings. That's why they're not very funny.
Well, listen, do you mean, when you say that a woman is paid the same in comedy, do you mean like at a comedy club, like on a,
in
on
the
a
circuit.
Sort of, okay.
Because I don't know about
I'm
the
thinking
US
like, you
circuit,
know,
but...
Kathy Griffin. Like,
I'm trying to think of big names.
Who are big names and like would, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's hard to rank those people. Like, obviously, Seinfeld's going to get more money than really almost anyone.
Well, Amy Schumer just got a lot of money, right?
She did. She did.
Very, she pops into Essence to a club I play in London all the time. She's very nice, too. She's really lovely to work with.
Is it Monique who's
Monique was complaining about it.
She's complaining because she didn't want to. She was offered a Netflix special.
Oh.
But they wanted to pay her like a tenth of what Amy Schumer had gotten. And she said, well, as a black woman, if I accept that, I'm setting the bar there for when Tiffany Haddish does hers. And I don't know. So I don't know if she's right or wrong.
They were going to pay her for her Netflix special? Lucky her. God. Most comics have to cough up $100,000 and produce their own show and sell it back to Netflix. That's what they're trying to do.
I think it was $500,000 that Monique was offered. And then Tiffany just got offered, I think, $800,000.
Oh.
These people, they complain about amounts. They're kind of in a bubble, aren't they? It's really hard to take.
I don't know, but it is true that you set the bar for yourself when you. I loved the point that she made, but I did feel she said, "Well, I'm on the same," and I felt like saying, "Well, Monique, I don't know if you're on the same level as Amy Schumer.
Like she was mentioning Dave Chappelle,
right
on there."
I felt like, well, Monique, I don't know.
Can Monique carry a feature film nationally? That's what you ask yourself. Because Amy Schumer can't with her name. Her name is above the title. It's really where your name is, too, on the poster.
Is that so?
Yeah. If you get name above the title, that's really a big thing.
I just thought maybe that Monique had a slightly self-inflated view.
They all do, don't they? That's
herself?
What the business is
about. I
don't
know. Because the way she was talking, she's like, I'm the most, you know, awarded comedian. I thought,
Well, she won. Did she win for Precious?
Oh, did she? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think she
won
was
the
nominated.
Academy Award.
Yeah.
No, did she or was she just nominated?
No, she was nominated and she won both.
Well, there you go. She's doing really well. Enjoy your success, Monique.
Well, and so she didn't want to set the bar. She thought that for a black woman comedian that she needed to be offered more than that. And she felt that if she took that, then that would be the price that Netflix would pay.
Well, in the circuit, in most circuits I play around the world, the women I work with, we're all being paid the same. So that's one good thing about stand-up. I mean, I don't think that the women feel the same kind of support they might see other men getting on stage.
Right.
I mean, support artistically. But once they're up there, they're making the same, which is, I think, it's great. Because there's no stress in the green room. And it's the way it should be. My mother, having a single woman without a high school degree, working with three kids in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, she really struggled. She did all right, you know, but I wonder what she would say now. And I think that, you know, it's a better world in places like when I work in Sweden. There's no question that men and women are equal in those countries, that they're paid equally. They get the same time off for raising their kids. Mm. And men are expected to do some of the household chores and house duties. It's not assumed that they won't.
So the gender roles are way more
equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that kind of stress and that tension when you go out with people or when you work with people there, you don't sense it at all. And they're not
it's
having this big
be
harassment.
Refreshment. Refreshing. Or
yeah.
Refreshment.
Or
I guess I'm hungry.
Do we
have any refreshments?
Women tend to take degrees at university that pay less. They tend to go for the psychology degrees and the education degrees. You know, teaching doesn't pay as much as what a guy might take a business degree where he's going to earn more money.
Mm.
So that's what the study showed. Men ask for more when they're asking for money.
Right.
And they get it. Because apparently by this study says also that women are treated negatively when they go to ask for more money. They're seen in the business world as being technically greedy, demanding, not nice, and mean when they're asking for more money, when they're making demands for their contracts.
Hmm.
It's pejorative, and it's just about their gender. Yeah. So push it, ladies, because over a lifetime, you may earn about $1 million less than a guy if you don't push it. That's what they said.
Push it real good.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfair because women are given all this extra responsibility. They're expected to raise the kids and have the job and make some money and pitch in, and then they're paid less for the same. It ain't right. Yeah. But you're a role model, right?
Am I?
Well, you're the queen of the hive, aren't you? You make more than everybody around here. I think you do. Everybody says. They all do. That's what they're saying.
I don't know why they'd be talking about it.
Because that's what people talk about at work is money. That's all they talk about when you're not in the room. I mean, I don't mean you, but I mean, that's what people discuss. And you do really well. You do. You got that mansion wherever you live and all those kids in private
schools
and stuff.
My castle, my dragon.
John's never worked. What's going on, right? Yeah. He wears nice outfits and stuff. Gets his hair done.
Oh.
Right? The whole thing.
Yes.
He's got new teeth. Mm-hmm. He's doing really well, right? He got new teeth.
What did he need new teeth for?
He didn't need them. He just got them because he could.
Just could, right?
Ka-ching, ching.
I want to get diamond teeth. What's wrong with that?
You bought your parents half of Florida. You're doing well, right? Selling whatever you sell on this. It's good. It's good. You inspire us to be more than we are.
Well,
Sarah,
what a nice thing to say, Scott. I think.
Thank you,
Scott Capurro, sitting in for Vinny this morning. This is going splendid.
Really?
talking about Scott, go to the Else973 Instagram, everyone. We posted an incredible picture of Scott and listed a couple of his shows, him with Sarah and Yuzette and Bryn.
And let's get some more followers on there. Follow us all on Instagram.
When you come to Marin Theater Company, you have to behave. You have to be nice during the show and not heckle me and stuff.
I am going to be nice. I'm going to Scott's show on
March 31st.
Yes, March 31st in Mill Valley.
And the review has to be good after.
Oh, look how cute that picture is. That's adorable.
Thank you.
What a wonderful job you did, Hooman. I'm only sorry you're not in this photo.
Well.
Yeah, Hooman, where are the pictures of you on Instagram?
Well, I've got my own. Hooman TV, if you want to see me. But I just wanted to take it at a certain angle. I thought Bryn's pose in that picture is probably the best of the four.
You're a giver.
Thanks.
You're a real giver, Hooman.
Yeah, Bryn looks good in that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
Bryn is very photogenic.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a funny, silly pose there.
Yeah.
I miss most of that.
You'd be mad if I ask him if he can guess how much you weigh?
No.
How much do you think Bryn weighs?
Now?
Right now, at this moment. Stand up.
That guy is big. He came in and grabbed my love handle.
I did. I grabbed his back biscuits. I'd say...
suck it in.
Yeah, do a Hooman.
Yeah, pull a Hooman and stand there.
God, Bryn, you used to have a nice rear. What happened? It's in your belly now.
And that's why I always wear sweaters now, too.
Oh, no.
I tell you, my mind was blown when he told me how much he weighs.
Yeah.
Because
I'll say 180.
He doesn't look like it.
See, I would have said like 170.
Yeah.
What do you weigh?
All right.
200 pounds.
Like, oh, wow.
I'm like 196.
200 pounds.
No, you did.
It seems impossible.
Does that scale still work?
I'll grab the scale.
Go grab the scale.
You must have some very thick bones.
Still, I know.
Heavy bone density.
Right.
He's eating like a pig
boned.
And he's not working out. You but know that?
Oh, my God.
But
Hooman, stop it. What
his
do you
cute,
weigh?
No, his cute bottom is gone. What happened?
I don't know.
He
like
just wears those baggy pants. He still has a cute bottom.
No, it's in his belly now. It looks like his bottom moved.
No, stop it.
Oh, God.
It's not true.
Did it move
right,
up?
Hold on. We have the scale.
Hold up.
All right.
I'll do it over here.
Yeah, do it where I can verify it.
Your head must weigh a lot. Am I right about that? You got a heavy head.
Step on it. Is the battery out? It's bone density.
You know, that scale didn't work the last time we tried to use it.
It doesn't work.
Oh, you're off the hook.
See, he's so big that it doesn't.
You broke it. Bryn broke. Oh, Bryn. You're the scale breaker. That's what we're calling you now. Bryn the scale breaker.
I mean, he just looks so tiny to me. I just can't. I've never seen anybody.
Oh, yeah.
No, but he's got, he has got thick wrists. And that's what the boys at the gym always say about Bryn.
Oh.
Here comes Bryn with those thick wrists.
Is that what the boys at the gym say?
They do.
All right, give me another story.
Oh, police in a daycare center. They found out in Seattle that three of the teachers were lacing the gummy bears for snack time with a drug that put the kids to sleep. And they didn't think it was wrong. They're like, what? You can buy this over the counter. Three daycare workers have been arrested for allegedly giving melatonin-laced gummy bears to a rambunctious group of two-year-olds. Two-year-olds, the police said.
Horrible.
What will melatonin do to you?
It knocks you out. I use it all the time.
I know, but like, are there long-term effects? Like, I mean, what happens?
Well,
you
I'll tell you. That's
become addicted
to
it.
Two-year-old.
No, one side effect they say that might be dangerous is it might make you depressed because it just brings your energy in and it knocks you out. It's the stuff that's in turkey that puts you to sleep and in milk.
I thought that was tryptophan.
Well, it's like that. It's kind of like that.
Or whatever, however you say it.
But
yeah, I thought melatonin was like some natural hormone that your brain releases automatically when you're tired.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, like, what would that be harmful to a two-year-old?
Well, according to a Seattle Children's Hospital blog by Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson, few studies have been done on melatonin, and it's still unknown whether it's safe for children to take. They're not sure.
I would think that something like that has been tested. I mean, that is one of those very few sort of herbs and spices that you can buy and give yourself, you know, like this.
I get it at TJ's. It's chewable. It's great. I pop in a half one on the plane and I'm
but
out.
But it totally works. Like,
totally
it's
works.
A weird, I find it's like a weird go to sleep. Like, it puts me right out, but then I wake up and I'm all freaked out. And so, I mean, there's surely something really working there. And the last thing your daycare should be doing is administering any drug to a 2-year old.
In Des Plaines. In Des Plaines, police said in a statement that the teachers
really is Des Plaines.
It's called Des Plaines. At Kitty Junction Daycare.
Oh, adorable.
Sweet, yes. They were trying to calm the children down before nap time, as you do. And
how'd they find out about this?
Well, the manager,
I was thinking the same thing,
the manager of the place told police on Friday that the women had been handing out laced gummy bears without getting authorization from the parents. And the teachers admitted to it. They said, we were doing it, but we didn't think it was wrong because you can buy it over the counter. And
so you're telling me you can buy melatonin gummy bears and just like give them to your kid? How did I not get this memo when my kids were bouncing off the walls?
The police found the gummy bears remaining in a bottle that contained 120 of them in the bottle. And the women, 32-year-old Kristen Laletta, 19-year-old Jessica Heiss, and 25-year-old Ashley Heifenbein.
Oh,
hard names to pronounce. Yeah. Each were, I think I passed that test pretty good, right? There they are, young ladies, naughty, naughty.
Oh, there's their mugshots.
And one has Kitty Junction written on her hoodie. Each were charged with 2 counts of child endangerment and 2 counts of battery.
All three are white brunette chicks who...
Yeah.
Like one of them looks like she might have walked into a door.
But they had... We all have days like that. Anyway, it worked so well that they thought, well, why not? The kids want a nap and they're 2. What else are you going to do?
I didn't even know these came... into gummy bears till I saw this story
that seems
yesterday,
so kid-friendly.
And I looked it up this morning.
I know
on Amazon, and
it's great.
Have an ongoing cart right now, so I added
for your pantry.
Oh, yeah, no. I might get some then. I didn't know they had them on Amazon. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, what don't they have on Amazon?
Right?
They don't sell it over the counter in other countries. And friends of mine in Britain are like, "Can you please? Can you bring us some melatonin?"
Really?
Oh, yeah, they don't sell it over the counter. So can you take it back into the country?
I don't know if I can, but I have.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I have, for people.
I've heard of some people that have used it so much over the years that it doesn't work on them anymore.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they can't get to sleep without it.
Mm.
Well, now they just can't get to sleep.
But I do a morning TV show where people want to go to sleep, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you guys, they have funny hours and they've asked for some.
The only time I would take it, I haven't taken it in quite a while, but it's on a Sunday night because I just have so much trouble falling
asleep. I give up on Sunday nights. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to be up. I'm going to read my book. I'm going to stay up late and watch TV.
Why do you think?
Because I screw my schedule so hard. Like, it's out of whack. And even Vinny, who doesn't really go too far off his schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure he sleeps past 3 a.m. in the morning, but he also can't sleep on Sunday. I just think there's something about not staying on that rigid...
Is that because you sleep in on Saturday?
Guess so. Yeah. Right. Oh, I stay up as late as I can on Friday. I sleep all day Saturday, party on Saturday night, wake up whenever I feel like it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then just, you know.
Nap around.
Then I sort of power through Monday and Tuesday, and by the end of the week, I'm back on my schedule just in time to F it up again.
Exactly.
It's what I do.
Right.
I'm
just
problem.
Giving up. Oh, my God, the time. Well.
It's flying by.
It really is.
It must
Good
be
job,
those melatonin
Scott.
Gummy bears.
It must be. Scott Capurro is sitting in today for Vinny. Vinny will be back tomorrow. You've done a lovely job so far. You have one more news break still to come.
Oh.
When we come back, I am telling you, I've got jobs that you can have. I mean, I'm not personally giving them away, but I've got some tips for you on some cool jobs in film, et cetera.
Scott.
There you go, Scott. Right. I got a job for you. Finally. And I'm finally going to get to that Frances McDormand Oscar story and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.